Speaker!
Order, order.
A bad week for the government began on Tuesday when the Deputy Prime Minister, Bill English, got offside with the Speaker, Lockwood Smith.
Order. Now, I'm trying to deal with a minister that I believe has not adequately answered a question. I expect to hear a better answer.
He was to be disappointed.
When I get to my feet, the minister will resume his seat immediately. Immediately. It seems the minister doesn't have that information. Supplementary question on the Leader of the Opposition.
Then, after not having enough information, Mr. English had too much.
This is question time. When the minister was asked a following question by his own member, just go on and on and on again. Is not reasonable treatment of this House.
Next day, it was the Prime Minister's turn for the naughty chair after a slanging match with Phil Goff over the state of the economy.
Speaker, the only thing the Leader of the Opposition is proving this afternoon is he doesn't know anything about economics. Firstly, unemployment is a lagging indicator.
Phil Goff complained that his questions were quite straightforward.
And they don't require personal abuse from the Prime Minister, they require an answer.
The Speaker agreed, but Mr. Key was unrepentant.
Mr. Speaker, if the member thinks that's personal abuse, I should introduce them to Pete Hodgson and Trevor Mallard.
That went down well on the government benches, but not with the Speaker.
Order. Now, I say to the National Party members on this occasion that just because they don't like the fact that a member calls a point of order is no excuse to carry on like that.
But they carried on carrying on.
Order. Now, I just told members of the National Party, when a point of order is being heard, they are to be silent.
Lockwood Smith gave them a choice, be quiet or be gone.
I tell the House it'll come to order or some members will be getting an early shower.
That included Mr. Key.
And the Prime Minister, the Right Honourable Prime Minister, should not make those kind of comments, and that's where the matter will rest. But I would ask the Prime Minister, the Right Honourable Prime Minister, not to do that again.
Then, at the end of question time on Wednesday, the Speaker said he would accept Labor's request for a snap debate on the resignation of ex-Heather Roy from her three ministerial portfolios, following her replacement by John Boscawen as the party's deputy leader.
Not every ministerial resignation will lead to an urgent debate being accepted. However, having carefully considered this application, I have decided to err on the side of allowing the debate. The application is therefore accepted. I call on the Honourable Darren Hughes to move that the House take note of a matter of urgent public importance.
Labor's Chief Whip complained about the mystery surrounding the Minister's departure.
We've had a Minister of the Crown leave office in our country and no one's allowed to know why. No one's allowed to have an explanation about what it's about. No one gets told how a confidence and supply agreement that leads to a government of New Zealand is all of a sudden bereft and not being taken seriously at all.
Darren Hughes said the minister's resignation raised issues of constitutional importance.
And one of them should be of most concern to the Māori Party and to United Future, because it seems, sir, that the Prime Minister can arbitrarily rewrite confidence and supply agreements after they've been signed at a time of a general election.
Mr. Hughes appealed to ex-leader Rodney Hyde for an explanation.
John Boscawen is going to be the new deputy leader of the ACT Party. That is good news for Lamington bakers everywhere, but it's not good news for the Parliament of New Zealand to see a Minister of the Crown executed in such a grubby fashion when she was the deputy leader of a support party of the government. Rodney Hyde should get up today and explain to the country, because if he doesn't do that, he's not worthy of being called a political leader, let alone a Minister of the Crown.
Mr. Hyde said it began with a challenge for the position of deputy leader.
John Boscawen put on notice in the ACT caucus that he would contest to be the deputy leader of the ACT party.
The ACT leader said Mr. Boscawen believed that he could do a better job, but Labor's Trevor Mallard claimed to know the real story.
That is that Heather Roy said to Rodney Hyde that she thought it was inappropriate for him to take documents from her office.
That and other allegations from Mrs. Roy were denied by the ACT Party's leader in a series of personal explanations on Thursday.
I have never, ever given a cabinet document to a person that should not have it. I can emphatically say, Mr. Speaker, that I have never approached any minister with concerns about drug use by Heather Roy.
And another change in the ranks, this time on the opposition benches, was confirmed by the Speaker on Tuesday.
I've been advised by the Labor Party that its parliamentary membership has changed and that the Honourable Chris Carter is no longer a member of the Labor Party for parliamentary purposes.
The Speaker said Chris Carter would now be regarded as an independent.
Allocations of speaking slots and oral questions have been adjusted. Allocations of funding to the Labor Party and to the Honourable Chris Carter have also been adjusted.
Parliament's back at 2 on Tuesday. I'm Tom Frewin, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.